The pasuk says, "Elokim shoifed ze yashpil veze yorim." That mishpat requires lowering one and raising the other to bring them to a middle. Kshemoyrish lozeh umashir lozeh. That's what mishpat is. Ukeshenoy sein tzedaka, and when a person is giving tzedaka, hu bechinas ze yashpil, he's lowering one. He's taking a dollar out of his pocket. He's having a dollar less. Shemachaser mimimoynoi. V'zei yorin, and he's lifting up the oni. Shema shel oni. The oni became a dollar richer, and I became a dollar poorer. That's an act of mishpat. That's an act of, he's bringing us closer together. Before I had $100 and he had nothing. Now I have 99 and here's one. I've shortened the gap between us. That's mishpat. Nimtza sho'oiches al yidei zeh b'midas ha-mishpat. So when a person is giving tzedakah, he's connecting to this midah of mishpat, this midah of shortening the gap, closing the gap. Ubishvil zed sorach lahafrish tzedakah koidum atfila. This is why the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Omer Rabbi Elazar yohiv pruta v'hodar matzli. Rabbi Elazar would first give a coin to tzedakah and then daven. Kidei sheyuchal lechalkel dvorov b'mishpat. In order to be able to nourish his words of tefila with mishpat, he's putting in this other ingredient now called mishpat. Shehei koilei al asayin of aloyechta. Said his tefila will strike bullseye. It won't go off to the right or to the left. It'll go dead center. The Arizal explains al pi kabbalah that when we say the words v'ato moishel bakoil, that's a very good place to give tzedakah. Because again, that's malchus, that we're declaring the malchus of Hashem, and he shows how tzedakah is also malchus. Tzedek is called a malchus when it's not bishleimus. Tzedakah is tzedek with the hey. The letter hey of Hashem's name always represents malchus, the last hey of Hashem's name. So now, make up your mind, is it the Arizal or the Gemara? So what my rebbes used to do is they would take out money before davening and put it on the table. They're preparing money for tzedakah. And again, doesn't mean that they have to give away all of it, but I'm setting aside money for tzedakah before davening. If people come collecting, whenever a person collects, they'll give him. By Vayivorech David, they put in something, an extra nekuda. But again, the wording in the Gemara is, Yohev pruta v'chodah matzli.
You can't put in what you set aside?
You can, definitely can, 100%. But again, these two nekuda, said before davening, and then the Atom Oishel Bakoil is a special place that the Arizal says it's a... Excuse me? Not at all. Not at all. Each person according to what they can. And
the Arizal gets three pruta, no?
Excuse me?
Because the Arizal gets three
Yeah.
Pruta.
Again, also I'll pick up over.
Reslov is given like this.
That's a different thing. But it's written to give tzedakah b'shtei yodayim, like with your whole heart. With your whole heart, that kind of thing. So many Breslovers interpret that to mean physically, shtei yodayim, they give tzedakah like this. My Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, used to say that it doesn't mean literally shteit, it means to give it with your whole heart, like I'm giving with both hands. It means I'm giving it with a simcha, with a sefer panim yofois, you know, two ways, both are
full. Is it better to do it with two hands, or it's like, whatever?
Each, I'm showing you that there are two mahalchim. I'm sure both are good.
Well, it says nosim titin, so I suppose the Indians have a separate coupon of tzedakah, but then when the only comes to give a...
Exactly. So you're giving twice. You're putting it into the kupa, and then you're giving it to him. Exactly. Hold it over here. Great.